The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Back in it, 921 BC.
Know your rights.
Today, special episode.
Number one.
We have got...
You have the right to free speech.
I don't know, the Badger?
What the
fuck their badger called? Jerry would be pissed. Wisconsin Badgers. Bucky? No. Could be Bucky. At the gas station in Texas? I don't know. Either way, today. Thrown together pretty fast, so you'll have to bear with me. But I had to get a podcast in. An old friend of mine from... Can you call in your college years if you did? Well, you know what? I went to welding school. I mean, I never went to university as the, or uni, as the Europeans call it. But I did go to community college. What do they call community college? There's a fucking name for that. Junior college. Yeah, that's it. I think that's it. Either way, a buddy of mine from back in the day, and we're going to call him my college years. My boy Jerry, he came into Pennsylvania, wanted to see the place all the way out from Nebraska by way of Wisconsin. Originally a Madison Badgers fella. And he moved out to Nebraska in his mid-20s, as did I. And we were roommates. And we had some formative years, we'll say, together. Either way, I was super stoked to have Jerry come out. I did call Trip Callahan. Thank God he was available. Get somebody out here just to jibber-jabber with. But had a good weekend. If you're listening, Jerry, thanks for coming out. Pittsburgh is grateful. What did we do? Oh, we went golfing. Signed up for 18 holes. Should have done 9. Our scorecard, very indicative. Made a gentleman's agreement to max out at 8 strokes. A lot of 8-stroke holes. A couple of good shots, maybe. I don't know. But we made it to about 9 holes, and then the scorecard kind of gets iffy. You know, one of those, was it 6? What is it? And then by 18, no scores at all. You know what I mean? Classic golf. At least for me. Some of you guys might be good at it. What else did we do? Well, first of all, go out to Grandview Golf Club if you're in the Pittsburgh area. Great views. Some difficult holes. A lot of big gaps. Like in the Midwest, you got some mostly flat stuff. Not a lot of big gaps, you know, like in Grandview, you know, there's a couple of times you're hitting over a huge ravine to land on a green. It's kind of like in, what the hell is that epic golf course that they always do the majors on? Something Sands or something. But they have that epic green that's out in the middle of a lake. They do that here in Pittsburgh, but it's just in the middle of the woods. You have to shoot across a ravine and land in the woods. Makes golf fun, but you need to bring extra balls. God, I don't know how many we went through. We went through a lot of balls. Anyway, did some sightseeing. Actually, Trip came out with us. We went to Canton Avenue. Now, if you're not from Pittsburgh, or even if you are from Pittsburgh, you might not know about Canton Avenue. Turns out it's the steepest road in North America. And I says, you know what? I've lived here long enough. It's about time we drove down this road. And it didn't disappoint. Very steep road. only steeper one is in Hawaii, at least American road. I don't know. There's probably some Indonesian roads or some shit real steep. But here in North America, you got to come to Pittsburgh if you want the steepest road. And I would say it was very steep, as I said. However, spoiler alert, was not very long, man. Like one block. But it was an old school road made out of bricks, which was cool. And then you go up this one block of really steep ass road. And you're like, dude, there's a lot of really steep ass roads in Pittsburgh that seem more impressive because they're more than a block long, I guess what I'm saying. But it was kind of funny. We got up there and you could tell, because it's just a normal neighborhood, you know. There is a sign like under the stop sign that says steepest road in North America, that kind of thing. But there's just normal houses out there, man. It's just suburbia, old houses. That's how Pittsburgh suburbs are. And the little girls that live at the house, you can tell they see a lot of people wander up there to see this fairly anticlimactic sight. But they were hollering out the window at us, you know, kid stuff. I don't know. I couldn't really make it out. They were trying to harass us or trick us or whatever kids do. Either way, if you want to go see Canton Avenue, it's free, guys. So who cares, right? Drive up it, keep going. It's worth it if you're here in Pittsburgh. Other sites to see. We did all the sports ball stadiums. No sports ball was happening. Jerry came out to comedy with me a couple of times, which is nice. Because we go way back. I knew he wouldn't take offense, if you will. So that was good. Long story short, decent podcast. And wasn't there something I was going to non-sponsor? Non-sponsor. Oh, what's it called? Auto Glass Now. Or a.k.a. 50% off windshields, because that's what it says on the front. But the saga of the van continues. This week, step forward, we replaced the windshield. Now, I called my insurance. I've got good insurance, thank God. One thing going for me. They said, yeah, we'll cover your windshield. $500 deductible, and we get the rest. Guys, there ain't a Dodge Grand Caravan on the earth. It's got a $500 windshield in it. I mean, you could send it straight to the factory. I don't think they would. Either way, I guess what I'm saying is I paid for the windshield out of pocket. But for $250, I got a windshield installed in 45 minutes at Auto Glass Plus. Just, God, what is that? South of the city, we're going to call it, through the Fort Pitt Tunnel? No. Liberty Tunnel, about a mile south of the Liberty Tunnel. Auto Glass Now, for all your discount class needs, in a timely fashion. Next step, replace rear wheel speed sensor. I reset the codes by unhooking the battery the old-fashioned way. If your car is throwing codes, you can unhook the battery. And it'll erase them. However, if you need to get through inspection and you erase all the codes, it's not going to help you because the inspection requires your car has X number of miles on it since the last time the codes were cleared and the computer keeps track. Yeah. But either way, you can at least clear, like, you know, who knows what was going on. Like, for instance, I had a check engine code because I replaced a radiator hose and I disconnected a spark plug wire in the process and drove on accident a little ways without it. So I erased that code by unhooking it. And then I went to AutoZone. All the ABS lights were on yet again, as per expected. The brakes work fine, but whatever. So I had them check the code, and it says, as the other guy confirmed, rear left wheel sensor. So I've ordered the part, got the part. Next step. Hopefully by next pod, got the rear wheel speed sensor replaced, possibly CV axle, I don't know, and front wheel bearing also will need to be done, at which point we will conclude the epic journey of the Dodge Caravan. Hopefully I'll sell that fucker this year. You know what I mean? Got to get the goodie out of it. Get the goodie out of it and sell it. Hopefully I don't put too much money in it. But I might. Either way, you know, I drove the van for 2-3 years, and it was pretty cheap. Salvage title. I think it was like $3,500. That's worth it, probably. Granted, I've had to put money in it every year for inspection, but whatever. Probably would have happened with any piece of shit I owned. But that's the saga. Let's get into the episode today. We're going to call it The Badger with my buddy Jerry and the great Trip Callahan. Here we go. This is clearly not playing though, right? Oh, it is. It was just
volume usually.
Makes sense. Because you got to use his volume on the thing, right, Jerry?
Yeah, turn it on.
Did you have that hooked up to like these somehow though?
I did. I put it like, see, look at that.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So such a shortcut. Oh.
Ha right. ha! The fourth mic.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not as high tech as I thought.
don't give away the secrets.
That's actually how I do the opening edits. Sometimes I'll end up having to go, like, rip the song, because I do a song at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll have to go rip that song off the internet and then line it back up. But for the most part, I just put a microphone next to my Bluetooth speaker and then I fucking select tracks and.
Yeah,
just fucking record it like that.
You got a variety of different songs at the end of your shit.
Ashmore, did you meet Adrian Ashmore last night, Jerry?
I don't remember who I met.
He's a scrawny guy with big black glasses and a
holes
mullet.
In his ears.
I did, yeah. I did.
He's like, that one.
He had a missionary joke I was very impressed with.
Oh, yeah, he does have a missionary joke nowadays. It's not that bad. You hear that, Adrian?
It was a good bad. One.
It's all relative.
That was a good one.
The podcast, this fucker, never leaves me alone when I get up in this seat. Don't fuck shit up. Are you allergic to cats?
Sorry. No.
This is me not using the microphone. There you go. Look at it. Lecturing you and then not fucking doing it. All right, Q, you can either, I don't know.
He's in.
Is he in? He's just going to be in. On the table?
He's in.
Yeah, he's just.
Oh, there you go. Somebody rub him.
I don't know if. Everybody thinks their own cat's like the cutest cat, but this fucking cat is constantly trying to be cute.
Yeah.
Every moment of his life, he's like, dudes, have you seen me roll over like this before, though?
Yeah, because sometimes you'll go to someone's house and their cat will like want be like scared of you, you know? And this guy, he's all over you from the get-go.
He's got no filter either. He'll show you his goods. He's ready, he's ready to get down.
He's only got a dick.
Spread eagle.
No balls.
Spread eagle. He's ready to... Somebody come and rub me.
No, you didn't. You've been here for what, 2-3 hours now at least?
Yeah.
You haven't seen the black cat at all, have you?
It was up there when we were watching the
You did
Chappelle.
See that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. The black cat came out to see Chappelle. this mixed race cat here was not into it.
Yeah, he wasn't
having
after
it.
They cut his balls off.
That's right. This cat.
Transgender
this
jokes.
Post-op. This post-op cat here was,
he was highly
not
offended.
Ready.
He was highly
hear
offended.
Those Chappelle jokes, dude. Yeah. The other cat still has her uterus, so she doesn't care. You know what I mean?
Do they go at it ever?
These two cats?
Yeah.
Like sex or fight?
Sex. Oh, or either.
Yeah. No sex. I think he was neutered, like, I don't know, as young as they can neuter him. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Because we got him as a little kitten, and he was already neutered. You know what I mean? So I don't know if he knows what, like, sexual urges are. I've never been neutered.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Does anybody know anything about being neutered?
No, they used to fucking do that to people in, like, medieval times so they could... To keep their singing voice.
Castrati.
Yeah.
So good.
I don't know. Like, I guess it was kind of weird because, like, you would otherwise, they'd take, like, some peasant who was just a good singer, I guess. And, like, you had a much more luxurious life, but you didn't have your balls. Right. So it was kind of a trade off.
Clip your balls and you can sing for the king.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, you're in the house anyway. Right, you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck, is this a twist off? This is not a twist off, I bet, Jerry. Is it? Oh, no, look at this. I got a bottle opener, though. Do you want one? Oh, you've got a Ying. Oh, you haven't opened it yet, though. No. You want one of these? Jeremy brought these from
Sure, I'll do it.
From
Madison.
Madison.
Let's
stuff. They're fucking IPAs, which I don't like, but he swears.
I'm not an IPA fan, and this is a good beer.
Uh-huh. He swears they're good. Jesus, that was a lot of bottle
opener. Top of the mark there. So
what were we just talking about? We were talking about, Castrati.
Yeah.
So people say that Michael Jackson's dad did that to him.
Oh, yeah.
They say that that Michael Jackson's dad, like, chemically castrated him by, like, giving him pills or something so that his voice wouldn't change that much when he hit puberty because... You know, the Jackson 5, right, yeah.
Well, it worked.
That's what I'm saying.
Good move.
Yeah. But they say that ended up shaping the person he is, you know, because essentially his masculinity was killed off to preserve his voice, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
I guess that's
the conspiracy.
Yeah, who knows?
But how fun is it, right?
It is, yeah. Huh?
You got to love it. Cheers.
I'm in a conspiracy theory.
Do you want anything out of this, Jerry?
I'm good for now.
I'm telling you got to try one of those V8 energy drinks, man.
I'm good.
The V8 energy drinks are like...
I would like to start drinking, but I got to with the drive tomorrow. I'm not trying to tie one on tonight.
What time do you got to wake up?
I can leave pretty much whenever. It's just the being hungover if I decide to tie one on. So if I just don't start is probably a better...
I feel like driving a car hungover is not that bad.
And that, well, for 10 hours it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's not, honestly. Yeah. I feel like if you're going to be hungover, you're going to be hungover for the same amount of time. So, like, by yourself in, like, an air climate controlled pod, eating whatever junk food you want,
yeah.
It doesn't seem that bad.
Because you'd just be sitting at home anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
So. But you got to be attentive. I mean, I don't want to be running people off the road or passing out at the wheel, you know.
Yeah.
Driving through Chicago rush hour, like, nodding off and shit.
Clearing people out. Yeah.
I would definitely kill people if I was a fucking truck driver. Cause I would fall asleep for sure, dude.
Yeah, I couldn't drive something that big. Those guys,
I can drive it, but I would fall asleep eventually.
I'd just be merging. I wouldn't even look. Be like, I'm in a fucking 20-ton truck. Get the fuck out of my way. It's go time.
They like
you're definitely one of those guys, the get the fuck out of my way kind of guys, Jerry.
Yeah, they like regulate the shit out of the truckers now. Like, I think their engine will shut off after.
Oh,
a certain
wow.
Yeah, they're all
hours.
They're all did that's
yeah,
uh,
it's all like technology.
I actually saw one that whatever, I can't remember the company, but there that was their big stick that they were the first to have the
GPS
digital stuff. Yeah, they know exactly where you are and how many hours you worked. And but it was very like, hey, you could probably keep an extra logbook and get away with it, though, was the way that it was.
That's
like,
the way it's always been
on the side. It was like first with virtual logs, and then it was kind of like a winky thing, like you can
that's what
get around it still.
Truckers have always done in their
oh yeah, they always had.
They've
always had two
different logbooks.
Oh,
yeah. One to give their boss to get paid, and one to give the DOT when they got pulled over.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because their boss didn't give a fuck if they were breaking all the rules, running extra hours, as long as the loads were getting there. You know?
Yeah.
But the DOT is another.
I load shit up for Kraft.
This is pretty good for an IPA. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm telling you, isn't it?
I don't love IPA either, but like, if it's a good one, it's
yeah. So anyway, so they would run. We made all the Jello cups, and they only make them in one place. And these guys would run. It's like a 7-hour drive. They make like 3 runs a day, and they'd show up, be like, "Dude, I'm gonna sleep." Like, load my shit up in 40 minutes so I can get out of here. And no joke, they'd be there two or three times a day.
Get out of here!
A bunch of them are like taking like methamphetamine too to stay away.
Yeah, dude, for sure. Isn't it weird how drugs like evolve too? Like you'd think if drugs were good, which evidently somebody thought they were, like, why wouldn't they always be around? Like, why aren't there Quaaludes? Why isn't there like the methamphetamines that truckers used in the 70s? You know what I mean? All that stuff just like got outdated, I guess. Well, it's like the flip phone of drugs.
They've been using
now they just like change one molecule. It's amphetamine. It's fucking Adderall or Ritalin or whatever.
Exactly.
Well,
no.
Amphetamine, the Nazis were using those in World War II.
It's just crazy, though, to me that like getting high, like the act of being high is kind of like a used car. Like there's ones that are so old that no one even wants them anymore.
Right.
You know? Like opium pipes.
Yeah. Like people are like, yeah, getting high like that, man, it's just not as fun, you know? These new highs, they've got like all-wheel drive, independent suspension. Really fuck some shit up with this new fentanyl, you know?
I'm not big into the drugs, but I think I quit. I would like take a Quaalude. I think that would be. That looks like it'd be a good time.
Yeah, I don't, like
people were always using them in the movies that we watched growing up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's like the one where the sleeping pill, where if you could stay awake over
the drowsiness, then yeah, you're supposed to get a pretty good 6-8 hour high off.
What's the movie that's in, like,
Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street.
There's more than that. You hear lewds in a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah. But yeah, that was the big one. That's all they were doing the whole time in that movie.
I feel like you could definitely, like, in the future, have like a market for retro drugs. You could be like the retro drug dealer. There's already this thing called mids, isn't it? In weed, you guys hear about this? People just call them mids, which is like shitty weed. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because the new weed is so powerful that you get paranoid and fucking super stoned and blah, blah, blah. And then people are smoking the mids. Gotcha. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's no, it's just like sometimes I guess like the drug deal, it'll just be like a cheaper. They'll be like, yeah, this is just fucking mids, or you want my good shit and it's fucking more expensive. I don't know.
Do you have a medical card?
Yeah, I think it just expired. I'm trying to cut back, but
good call. Yeah, it's tough, especially at your age. You're turning the dials all the way, you know, figuring out what happens on.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I am impressed with you smoking actual marijuana, though. I am very impressed with that, because all the younger kids smoke the vapes and the oils and dabs and shit like that.
Yeah.
No. You're going to do it the right way.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, honestly. Because right before. So I started getting like more anxiety as I was getting older, and who knows? There's all kinds of psychological reasons one can have anxiety. Right. But I definitely think that people who do have anxiety, dabs and stuff, fuck you up. Like, they can, like, break your, like, they can push you past a threshold that you didn't used to have, and now your brain knows how to be a shitty way that it didn't know before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, you can get fucked up off that stuff.
We had a friend who, in college, who just would, you could give him the smallest, especially dabs and arugam dabs, and he would just like go into like a 5-hour panic attack, fucking like thinking everything like of the worst possible.
That's why I stopped smoking. Right. That's what happens to me. That's why I quit smoking. The only time I can smoke is if I get super, super, super hammered drunk and I know I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
I can take a rip and then I'll just pass out. But yeah, if I smoke and I'm out doing anything, it's a bad time.
Yeah. Yep, crossfaded. Yeah, that's what Jerry goes for.
It's bad. It's bad times. The choppers are coming, man.
You were on one last night. that was just booze.
Well, yeah. I was putting out. We were there for an hour and a half. I had five double. Hell screwdrivers.
Yeah.
I was putting
10 cigarettes and five drinks.
I hadn't drank for 2 days. I was on a 3-day bender, and then I really didn't drink for 2 days. I needed to put one in. Catch up. Yeah, that's right.
So
on vacation.
Me and him lived together in Lincoln, Nebraska, which is a football town. And he'd moved down there from Madison, Wisconsin, where he mostly grew up, and I mostly grew up in Iowa. And the reason he's here is because he's a fucking football goon, because those towns are football goon towns. That's the only reason I mentioned them.
Yeah.
And you went to Illinois. Yeah, the Fighting Illini. Illinois.
So you went to, like, is that the one in Champaign? Yeah.
Badgers. Him and his old buddies went to the Badgers Illini game, and that's what started his week-long.
I decided I needed some more time.
Rampage. Excuse me.
Drove out here and checking it out.
Hope the mic didn't pick that up. You've never been to Pittsburgh, though, have you?
I have not. It's a good time so far.
Are you a Fox Chapel born and raised, or?
I was born in Minnesota, but I moved when I was like 2.
Totally look like a Minnesotan. Dude, you really do.
What does that even mean?
tall, white, hairy.
Checks out.
Checked all those boxes.
Yeah, dude.
That's about right for Minnesota men, anyway.
Yeah.
The Minnesotans are like all the... Or at least they used to be the Norse peoples, you know what I mean? All the Swedes and the Norwegians and
the Vikings.
Those types of fuckers. Yeah. Vikings. Blonde hair, blue eye chicks. And
They do build them thick up there, though. The women are beautiful up there.
Hell yeah.
They are. They got it all under all the right proportions up there.
Are your parents from Minnesota?
No, my dad's from Pittsburgh, like grew up, born and raised here. My mom was born in New York, but she grew up actually in Canada for most of her childhood in Calgary. And then she went to college. She went to the U.S. for college.
Yeah. Canadian citizenship then?
She's got both. Because she was born here. Yeah, but she also, I guess her parents were both Canadian. So she got, since she was born here, she got the one here. And then her parents were Canadian, so she has the Canadian too, I guess. I don't know.
Either way, that's dope because supposedly it's hard. I don't know. I've never been to Canada.
Yeah, it's hard to get into Canada.
But supposedly it's hard to get into Canada.
I'm sure it is like now, yeah. But, yeah.
It used to be if you had a DUI, you couldn't even get in. Really? Travel through it. Yeah.
Oh, you couldn't even like get in.
We had a couple buddies. Okay, we had a couple buddies go up for a fishing trip, and they didn't know anything about it. They got to the border and ran their IDs, and were like, "Nope, that guy can't come in."
They're protecting their citizens.
Like, yeah,
they don't want fucking hammered people. But
that was like 15 years ago, so it might have changed. But yeah, but you need a passport and shit to get in now. Yeah. Anyway, so just like Mexico,
they're just putting Americans in cages, dude. Yeah, breaking up families, man. Right. Oh, yeah. Little guys like Trip, just trying to go someplace with his mom. They're like, "I'm sorry, son, you ain't got citizenship."
Yeah, you probably can't get in at all because of COVID. Now it's probably worse.
Australia, supposedly.
Oh, I've heard Australia is like.
Yeah, hey,
so here's another one that I know. This is 15 years ago. I ran a restaurant, and one of our servers, her boyfriend, was from Australia.
Okay,
they were allowed to come here anytime they wanted.
The boyfriend.
He could come to America anytime he wanted. But if you wanted to go to Australia, you could only be there for 6 months, and on the day six you had to leave for at least a day before you could come back. And then you had to reapply for a new visa and all that and prove that you had work. You couldn't just go and hang out there or like move there to live.
I think that's pretty normal for most countries, like to have like a.
But the whole thing is because it's an old British colony. It's like a fuck you to America. Because it was a British colony for so long, and now they're all criminals. It was a criminal.
It was a prison.
Yeah.
But I think most like European countries, even like you can't just show up and be like, "I'm going to live here." They're like, "No, dude, you get to vacation here, and here's how long a vacation is. And if you want to stay longer than that, then we're going to be looking for you." You know what I mean?
I remember like whenever kids would go abroad or whatever to fucking Europe, they would always have to like fill out all these visas and shit. So there is probably like you can stay for 3 weeks on a vacation, but after that you got to fill out a fuck ton of paperwork.
Yeah, I think, even then, like, they'll kick you out. They'll literally kick you out. You can't just like keep fucking around.
But I think the Canada and Australia are harder than.
But why would?
Yeah,
why would
for an American at least?
Why would
buy a lot more red tape?
Australia being a British colony make them want to say fuck you to America.
I don't know either. Yeah. That's an excellent point that slid right past me. Yeah. Why the hell does that? Why is that relevant at all?
Well, we beat the British.
But we were like a colony too.
So you're saying that the people the Britons put on an island as fucking prisoners
just the fact
are like, these friends. Assholes beat the people imprisoning us.
Fuck them.
Fuck them, dude.
That's the only thing I can think of. You're still British. They may have put you in prison, but you're still British.
I suppose so. It's true. They beat us, and we beat ourselves is what they look at it, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we came over, and we killed all the indigenous.
That's right.
We did it.
They did that, too. We have that in common with Australia.
Yeah.
Were there people living? What kind of, like, what race?
There still are.
What was the race of the indigenous Australians?
Aborigines.
Yeah, I think it's Aboriginals. Yeah. There's probably more.
Is that like an Asian or is that like a.
No, they're like Pacific Islander.
South Pacific.
But like,
yeah.
Okay.
But at the same time, they did the same thing that we did. I mean, they took over what land we want, what they wanted, and said, "Hey, you guys get to live in the middle of the desert."
Uh-huh. Like,
yeah.
That's
here
brutal.
You go. I
don't know. I'm not an expert on what the hell, like, what do we call them? And the Aborigines, but I feel like they're like almost like South American looking. You know?
They're a little darker skinned than whatnot, but
makes sense.
The OG South Americans, not the ones that the Italians had sex with.
Yeah,
or whatever it is that made the current version of. It's so funny. I always think about the. Is don't get me wrong. Actually, I just had like a whole conversation in my head with myself. I don't know if you could tell that, but it's like one of the things I get hung up on. Like, it's like people have a misconception about something, and then I'm like, oh, I should try to enlighten that misperception. And I think to myself, but is that productive?
Yeah.
Like, is reminding people that everyone's bad a good thing? You know what I mean? Yeah. I was just thinking about, like, because we're just talking about the conquerors and us being conquerors and the Australians being conquerors. And then we get this, like, what's that movie with the blue people?
Avatar?
Avatar, yeah. We get this, like, Avatar fantasy about indigenous peoples, how they all lived in harmony and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but in reality, they were, like, skinning women and walking around with their right. skulls over their heads while doing, like, dances at the top of fucking...
I'm sure, yeah. No, like,
I think it was the Aztecs or the Mayans. I can't remember which one.
Virgins and shit.
They would literally sacrifice thousands of people. We all know that. But then there was, like... there was this annual festival this guy was talking about where they would find the most attractive woman in town, and then the guy would skin her and wear her skin around, and like,
so they'd have gotten canceled too.
Yeah, dude, yeah. That like they were. Jeez. I mean, it's primitive people. We're still violent right now, and we consider ourselves so fucking civilized, like advanced and civilized or whatever. Imagine if you're fucking using stones to cut things. Like, right, exactly. Like, how fucking peaceful are you? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. The better weapons get, though, the less death there is, ironically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that?
Yeah, but do you think that's just like a correlation? It's because of all the other shit, all the other technology?
That's a good question. How do you think that plays into it? So, like, for me, I just think, you know, you have to take less risk if you have a better weapon, so you're less likely to get killed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if you got a gun and you can shoot somebody at, you know, 150 yards or whatever it is, why? That's a lot safer than getting in an axe fight with four other dudes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, axe fight sucks. For sure.
Yeah.
I guess, like, I'd say, like, just there being generally more prosperity, people are less desperate and they're attacking each other less. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I'm trying to think, like, how that plays out. Like, right now, we obviously have war-torn, like, places in the Middle East and stuff.
Yeah.
And what would it look...
Who knows?
Would they still run around? Well, I guess they do. They do run around cutting people's heads off. Yeah. So...
We're still.
So you're right. Maybe it is. We are. Maybe they are more civil even now than we were back then.
Yeah.
Because they're not cutting as many heads off. Right.
Yeah. No, they're not.
It's not French Revolution shit or anything like that.
It's more like every once in a blue moon now. Yeah.
Yeah, people actually care. That's how few heads are cut off. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
They're like, did you see that? Somebody's head got cut off. They're like, they're what? Did what?
Yeah.
Back in the day, they were like, yeah, that's what they do on that side of town.
Yeah. Don't go over there, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Dipshit. You don't want to see heads roll. Don't go to the head rolling show. Yeah. They're like charging tickets to get into the head rolling show, man.
Yeah, dude. It is fucking weird. When, like, a U.S. citizen, they're like trying to go to North Korea. It's like, what are you doing, dude?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, fucking
man.
Fucking idiot. Yeah. There was that one story from the UVA kid who went over there, and they like basically...
What's UVA stand for?
Virginia.
University of Virginia, okay.
I don't really know the story that well, but I guess he went over there. He was like an activist or whatever. He stole a sign there.
Yeah, it's like a poster.
Yeah.
Because it was a sweet propaganda poster. Yeah, and he thought it was like cool memorabilia.
Right.
And then they just arrested him and like tortured him. I think he ended up like, they sent him back and he was brain dead or something.
Well, yeah, no, that was what they did. So that, they supposedly what their thing, that's what they do. Like they, like to even to their own. So what Kim Jong-il's, whatever, his brother or whatever, they tried killing him in an airport.
Oh, his
the they tried killing
his
brother?
So the current leader or whatever, his brother defected, and they tried killing him. They tried killing him in a airport, and he got away.
Right,
and they ended up slipping some shit to him when he got into his hotel or whatever. And was gone.
He's talking about a student.
Like, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like they were like, oh, they negotiated to let him go, and then on the plane he dies on the plane type shit.
He'll be dead in a few months anyway.
Like, they slipped him something.
When that kid came back, he was fucked up. I don't know if his brain was beat in or if he was just malnutritioned, and I don't know.
I think he died though, right? Or
he did die.
Yeah. So I think he was like brain dead. Yeah.
Yeah, they fucked him up good. And then they're like, no, you can have him back.
Right. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, they're like, no, we're not barbarians.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to, we just had some questions, you know? The fucking guy is.
I love how they're probably asking the college student, like, about the U.S. government.
Right.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's like, who do you work for? He's like, I'm in school.
What is the thing to over there?
What is this school? What are you talking about?
Like, I'm curious what, like, their agenda, like, they don't have an agenda, like
North Korea.
You know what I mean? Like they're just like fuck America. That's their whole shtick is fuck America, but there's no reason. I mean, there's reasoning to it, but it's not like the Taliban or something like that where they're at least. Well, we're gonna
I think their whole shtick is that there's one family like, in charge and like, they want to stay in charge.
Yeah, yeah, I mean it's a dictatorship, but it's just. It doesn't make sense to use America as the sticking point when everybody can see
we made
poverty.
We made ourselves the sticking point when we had that Korean War.
Oh, well, right.
Yeah. They're like, who should we be against? Oh, yeah, those guys who killed us for 10 years or whatever. Not actually, I don't know how long the Korean War was.
That was pretty long.
I mean, was it?
Yeah.
I don't know how long it was. I should know that.
Because I mean, we left right from there and went into Vietnam.
Like, old South Koreans fucking love America. Yeah. Like, the elderly people now... They're like, I guess a few of my friends are like, yeah, my grandparents are like fucking in love with America because they came in and said, I don't know what was happening before, but I guess North Korea was probably doing some bad shit.
Well, they've
they're trying to make it
They've been occupied for like 500 years by other countries, by Japan and China, and Russia, and they've been fighting over the peninsula for.
Yeah, but they still didn't want to be. Well, I don't know. Actually, we didn't want them to be communists, and I think they were on board with that because.
Yeah, that's what it was. But it was like 50-50, and then the Kim Dynasty when they started, they were with the Russians. That was what prompted that. And then when we had the stalemate,
it's always us and Russia using two other countries to fight each other.
Yeah, well,
that's because I don't know how much of it is that and how much of it's like fucking. We ally with the team, and we're the first people they're going to call whenever they got a conflict, you know?
Yeah. But Russia's always on the other side. Yeah.
I guess except for World War II, we swung them. But even in
World War II, I think Russia wasn't really cool, except for we just had to work with them.
After we beat Germany, they flipped and we're helping Japan because we had to blockade Alaska from them coming in and trying to invade America.
Really?
Because they got fucked by Hitler. Yeah. And they were worried that we were going to fuck them too. So they're like, well, fuck it, we'll just go with the Japanese. I mean, half our shit destroyed anyway.
Yeah.
So they were more on board with the Japanese aspect.
That is
of things.
Crazy. And then the Japanese.
We didn't necessarily need to fight them because they didn't have an army left after.
The Japanese, though, Nazis had a completely different agendas, which is kind of crazy. That they were fighting, you know, like one war, if you will.
Right.
But each one of them had their own goals, completely separate from the other.
So, like, I'm assuming that. German goal was like kind of like Holocaust related. Mm-hmm. What was the Japanese goal?
It was to spread their imperialism, I think. I think essentially that, and I don't know, but I think the idea was that, you know, Germany will get to take everything that it can, like, and they just split the spoils half and half, you know? They wanted the Japanese Empire to be big.
Yeah.
Because Japan already had occupied Taiwan and Korea and... Maybe even parts of China. I don't know.
They might have.
And stuff like that. Like they'd always had like this superiority complex where their leader was a living god, and like it was their duty to spread like the god's will, if you will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
that's Korea the thing with North Korea. Apparently. Unlike most dictators, they all fucking love them there, or at least like behind closed doors, like. People, I don't know, this might be bullshit, but from what I've heard, like, even, like, you know, in most dictators, they'll say they like the guy because they don't want to get killed, but, like, if you're actually talking to the people, you know, like, off the record, they're going to shit on the guy. But apparently in North Korea, they actually like him, which is kind of weird. I guess good propaganda.
I think that it's got to be. Yeah. Mostly propaganda because did you ever hear that chick on Joe Rogan a while back? She got a lot of backlash. People say she's a plant or whatever, but basically she's this lady who escaped North Korea, and her fucking story is horrific if it's true.
Right.
And if that's what life's like over there, then you really have to believe that they don't know there's anything else, which is what she says.
Right.
Yeah, she says that when you're there, you're told the rest of the world is even worse than this.
Right, exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're not allowed to watch.
You're just blocked out.
The only thing, the only thing you can watch is their news channels showing, hey, we got full grocery stores and all this shit. You can't go buy any of it because it doesn't actually exist, but it looks like it does.
She said she was walking by like this, like it was like a kid her age because she was a kid.
Right.
And he was sitting on the ground begging in the street and his organs were hanging out of the side of his body. And she was, she had no emotion at all, like because it was just so normal,
right?
You know what I mean? And she says that's one of the things that bothers her now that she's in a advanced country is to know how bad that suffering was and that she just didn't even care, that's you know? Because
wild, yeah,
isn't that enough
that she didn't even have a reaction because it was
so like, normal?
Oh, this is just what happens.
Yeah, like, well, if you're gonna go to the train, yes, there's gonna be some people with their organs hanging out begging for any type of food, but we don't have food to give you. Sorry, organ guy. You know, like it's just like us and change. You know, it's,
right?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Insanity.
You ever been homeless? Nobody? No, me neither.
I have.
Yeah, have you been homeless for how long?
About 6 months.
Wow. Did you live in a car or did you live on the streets?
No, I actually, well, my couple buddies let me couch surf, but I had to sleep outside quite a few times. So my mom kicked me out when I was 18.
In Madison or?
Yeah, in Madison. Yeah. Huh. Luckily it was summer.
Okay, but I was going to say, did you go through any winter?
Early fall. It got cold a few nights, but yeah, young and stupid, not going to school.
At 18, you said it was?
Yeah.
So did you get a GED or did you get a high school degree?
I got my GED.
Okay, so you got kicked out after, I would assume.
I dropped out of school and all that, and then my mom had enough. I was selling dope out of the house and all that stuff, and she said, "Nope, you're done. Get the fuck out of my house." Hmm. I came home, my shit was on the doorstep, locks were changed, and I didn't talk to her for like 2 years. And
Wow, man.
Jail a couple times.
Do you talk to your mom now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a great relationship now. But, yeah, it was a lot of learning. So
how did you, like, get out of homelessness?
I had a couple buddies that grew up together. And he ended up buying a house. It was like, hey, get your shit together. Get out, you know, get a job, and you can stay out here. So got a job and started doing that. Still fucking around. Still young. Yeah. But finally realized, like, holy shit, probably need to get some shit together. So got my GED, went to college, and
still trying to get my shit together.
So and about 2 years after I decided that, I was running a warehouse and making good money. So
when you were like 20 or whatever,
25. So it took a few years, but dig yourself that big of a hole, you know, it was hard to get out of sometimes, but
fuck, man.
My biggest issue is I like to drive without a license.
Oh, yeah. That catches up.
I had 27 driving driving after revocations and driving without a license.
They'll throw you in jail for that, right?
Oh, yeah. I did total time. I did like almost 2 years.
Bullshit.
Well, it's some other shit. Yeah, but it was mostly.
It was like a month here, a month
but
there.
Longest one I did was like I did 6.5. It was almost 6.5 months. And it was all driving related to DUI and then a bunch of tickets and.
That's tough.
And whatnot. And I was looking at like almost 2 years for it. So I ended up getting a public defender for it.
Always good.
Ends up being, no. So the one I ended up, I ended up getting is, it was this kid I went to school with, his mom. Literally.
She
put in the work.
I was out in 2 days. Served. No, I didn't go to court. Nothing. All of a sudden they Mr. Hansen, get your stuff. You're going home. I was like, oh shit. All right, cool. I'm not worried about that.
And you're like, but I'm homeless, sir. And he said, no.
I wasn't at that time.
He said, well, you're leaving. Yep. Get the fuck out of here.
No, it was, it was pretty good. And then she ended up helping a couple of my other buddies out and stuff for pretty low, you know, cheap rates. So
I had a public defender one time and she basically just negotiated the terms of my pleading guilty, essentially. She didn't give a fuck about anything, like trying to find a way to fight it at all.
Yeah. I got lucky. My second DUI, I had a public defender too, just to have one. I knew I was screwing it. So they had just changed the minimums and stuff for everything. It was supposed to be 10 days. So that's what I was planning on doing. I told my work, I was like, hey, I'm going to fucking be gone for, I took a week of vacation, you know, I was going to jail. But anyway, so I got my public defender. I show up to court. They're like, here, sign these. You spend 2 days. I literally went in Friday morning, got out Sunday afternoon.
No, that's not bad. That's how it was in Iowa.
And he never even showed up. I never met him. He called me. He was like, yeah, I'm in California. I already got all your shit done to show up. Make sure you show up to your court date. I was like, all right, cool. Works for me.
They call it complaining. OWI in Iowa, operating while intoxicated. Yeah. And I got one when I was 22, I think. But yeah, that's all they did was they took away your license, obviously.
Right.
And I think that was only 6 months, honestly, at the time, which is not bad at all. 6 months of, and then 2 days in jail was. I mean, it could have been worse, but generally speaking, that's what people would always get.
Right.
And then not only that, but you got credit for time served for the night that you got.
Oh, there you go.
That you got arrested. Oh. So that night in jail was like 8 to 10 hours, depending or whatever. So you really end up sending. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In jail. So you come in at noon and then you get out in the evening on Sunday or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't too bad, though.
Yeah.
It was fairly.
You're a small town, though, too. So you probably had a little better than going to a big city county jail.
No, it wasn't a big city by far. No. We actually went to a jail for. So Ames, Iowa is like a college town or whatever. It's decent size, but it's not a big city.
Right.
And then they actually. Do all their jailing in an adjacent town, and that's where we went.
Oh, okay. So, I was worried there'd be dicks and drive you an hour and a half to Des Moines, make you find a way to get back.
but thank God. But it was kind of like that the morning after, because they arrested me in Ames, which was the college town.
Right.
And then they drove me over to Story City, I think. I can't remember what the fuck it's called. No, Nevada or something. But regardless, so then the next day you wake up, and you do get released from jail, but now you're 45 miles away from... Where your car and everything is, and you're like, great, I'm just standing in the street. You got nothing. So you start calling buddies until you find somebody who can come pick you up, which actually isn't too hard, because when you're in jail, everyone wants to come pick you up. Because they're like, I got to hear the story. I want to be the first one to tell everybody what fucking happened, So, yeah, my buddy Tyler came and got me. That was nice. Thanks. Shout out to Ty Strain, if he's listening. Ty Strain would.
There you go. Yeah, it's crazy. My buddy got his, and he ended up getting a lawyer and getting just reamed, paying a lawyer like 10 grand and just getting reamed.
For a DUI?
For a second DUI.
Just, you mean the state one, or the lawyer took him for everything his worth?
The lawyer just got him, he would have been better off doing it himself or getting a public defender. And the only reason, so what ended up, he went fucking hammered, went submit to a blood tester or breathalyzer. So
I hear that's the good thing, though.
No, in Wisconsin, they take your license for a year, regardless if you beat it or not. If you refuse,
But I'd rather lose my license for a year and not have an OWI.
But they force you. So they force you to take the blood test when you get to the station. If you don't take the breathalyzer test, so you can take it on the scene. If you refuse it there, they take your license for a year, and then you're forced. They will physically force you to take one at.
That's crazy that they can force you to take blood.
Yeah, that is crazy. But so I guess there would be a strategy if you thought you were at 0.11 or 0.10, refuse it, give up the license, then wait till they get to the station. By that point, you're good.
Yeah, hopefully you've worn off enough booze.
Yeah, your blood alcohol content is usually twice what your breath is. So even if you're not, you don't think you're hammered.
Oh, so is that true? When they draw blood, it's going to be higher than
way higher.
It's called... blood alcohol level for a reason.
Yeah,
it's the same whether you're breathing into a tube. Yes, Jerry. But you're right, though. If you're fucked up and three sheets of the wind, it's not going to make any difference.
No.
But if you're on the edge, I see what Tripp is saying. If you had three beers and you're you just refuse everything until you get to the fucking...
Yeah, but you still lose your license for a year regardless of whether you beat it or not.
But you don't have an OWI.
Well, you don't. True.
I think if I was stay 3-4 beers in and I got pulled over, I don't know what I would try to do. I'd somehow use the cripple when they were trying me to walk. I'd pretend I'd fall and got hurt. I'd be you got to take me to the hospital. My ankle just fucked up.
I think that your wheels are turning. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Preparing for the day.
Oh, God. I mean, it's inevitable, so I might as well be ready.
Right.
When I
That's great.
I passed a field sobriety test I'd been drinking I don't know. It was, and I wasn't shit faced or anything, but I was working construction, and then every other Friday, the foreman would have everybody over to his house for beers and burgers or whatever. You know what I mean? So I probably drank 8 beers, but over 3-hour period. Oh, okay. So it's not that many, but it's
you were over the limit.
It was definitely over the limit, you know?
Yeah.
And the guy pulled me over and I was doing all the sobriety test stuff. I seemed to be doing pretty good at it. And then he asked me to stand on one foot and like do the thing where your arms go back and forth, you touch your nose.
Right.
You know what I mean? And to count by Mississippi's or thousands or whatever it is. You know, so like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, right. Whatever. And to just count like that. Just do that and count. So I'm doing it and I got like to like 28 and I'm like, Jesus Christ, how long am I gonna have to fucking stand on one foot? Like most people will fall over anyway after a minute. So I like stopped in the middle and I was like, how long do I have to keep doing this? He goes, just keep going. And then I remembered where I was.
Right.
And because, you know what I mean? I was like, 27, 1,000. And he was like, how long do you have to wait for this? He's like, just keep going. I go, oh, Jesus Christ. 28, 1,000, 29, 1,000. Right. And then he's like, ah, fuck it. You're all right.
Yeah. He was like, that is dope. Why do you think he didn't just go straight to the breathalyzer? Like, why do you think the cops do they need, like, suspicion to
do the breathalyzer? They need a reason.
That makes sense.
And that's why those tests, you couldn't do most of those tests fucking sober.
Yeah, you know, I guess like a coordination test, dude. Like literally, like some people are more coordinated than other people. If you're a spaz, you're not going to be able to do the nose thing.
Or the alphabet shit, like saying the alphabet backwards. No, you can't.
They say that's the reason they do a lot of those tests is because they want you to say, I couldn't do that if I was sober.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the cop psychologically wants to trick you into saying that you've been drinking.
Yeah.
Because he wants you to be like, I couldn't even do that if I was sober. You're like, are you saying you're not sober? But that's reason for me to suspect that you've been drinking tonight. Right. Sir. Yeah. And then at that point, they can make you take the breathalyzer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was a real douche, I think, when I was drunk. So I was always like, I'm going to figure this out. I'm not gonna. Yeah. This isn't happening to me. Because you know,
like, if you had 8 beers in 3 hours, you're like easily over the limit. You're probably double, or maybe 0.14 or something. 0.13.
I'm like a 210 pound person. Yeah,
dude, you're like, I can't believe you're 210 pounds. I always thought because you just look skinny. I don't know.
I don't know. At the time, I might have been a little bit less than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Plus, I'm like North Atlantic descent, you know. Those people are Vikings. They drink.
Put them down.
Put in beers down. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Nope. I try not to do that anymore. Hopefully those days are behind me.
Yeah.
Binge drinking.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
That's fun though.
It is. I think that's why people do it.
You're right.
Got you. I
suspect that's what people like about it.
We'll have to put a study on that one and see if that's the reason.
No, it is. It is fun. It is fun.
You got to do it every once in a while too, just to.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to let loose and unwind.
Start using it as a social thing more than a.
Yeah. You can't be out there just getting shit faced every night. You don't want to be that guy.
Yep. Getting drunk on the way home from work, that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
There's plenty of those in the construction.
Taking a bottle of scotch with you to the work site.
Yeah.
It's a tough job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, you know, I don't know, maybe.
It's so hard to tell because you don't know what people's real, like, you never know what anyone's, like, home life is like. Exactly. You know what I mean? But, like, I've seen a lot of people who get drunk and go to work the next day, and that's their whole existence. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they drink every night, and then they go install electrical circuits all day, and then they get drunk again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they seem okay, happy.
Yeah. I think it's like, I don't know. For me, it's just when I was in college, I'd maybe like drink like, I wouldn't drink every day. So I'd like drink on when I was going to party and get hammered. But I had this one friend who would literally just get drunk every fucking night. And I think when you're doing it that much, your body gets used to it. So you're not as hungover as I am when I get shit-faced on a Friday night. Since he's doing it every night,
tolerance.
Your body, not even just talk. I think it's like your body's just, okay, I have to operate this way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fucking do it. Where if you're just...
The hangover's probably less, and you as a person are better at dealing with it too.
Right.
It's like a combination.
Yeah, you know what to do. Yeah.
Like you're like, okay, well, I need a bag of hot Cheetos, a Coca-Cola, Rockstar energy drink.
This is my medicine for the morning.
My friend just wouldn't fucking eat. Like, he was just like, he got really skinny in college. He probably weighed 130 pounds.
He was on
the
liquid lunch, was
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah.
Sandwiches and cans.
I had a buddy's dad lost a lot of weight on the liquid diet.
It works.
It does work. It's probably, makes your liver a little bigger, but it makes your waistline a little smaller.
But you don't have to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. You can sit on the couch.
Yeah, girls aren't looking at your liver.
That's right. You can get a transplanted too if you need to.
I remember I asked one time because I heard that you could, as soon as I found out that your liver would grow back, like if you cut it in half, I was like, what? I'm going to sell my liver.
You know? Probably could if you tried hard enough.
Yeah. And then my dad was like, you don't want to do that. There's like a lot of complications with donating an organ.
I'm sure.
Like, okay, fine.
Just go over to India, dude. They'll take you.
That's right, dude. They won't even pay you. They'll get
you go over there.
That's liver the transplants are easy over there. Yeah. No charge. They'll take half your liver. Get a free ice bath, man.
That's right.
There was this one fucking NFL player or whatever. His sister needed, I can't remember if it was a bone marrow or something.
Okay.
Or kidney. His sister was like gonna die if she didn't get the transplant. So he did it, and he was like a first round pick, and now he's just fucking horrible because he lost all his strength. Yeah, he's like a bust. Yeah, because he just. So there obviously are complications to all the to like donating. Yeah, especially that like shit.
I don't know about bone marrow, but a kidney for sure. You have to live your life differently. I'm sure you've got to like drink a lot more water and like not too many salts some shit like that. You know what I mean?
And so it's not as concentrated on that one kidney.
Yeah, and I think even then, I bet your life expectancy goes way down if you only have one fucking kidney.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sure. That's a vital organ.
What hits your kidney? That booze doesn't hit. What is like your kidneys just cleaning out all this shit? Like your
I think booze might. I don't know. You're right because the liver, there's still got to be alcohol going through your kidneys.
It's going through your bloodstream all together. So I mean, everything's getting.
I don't know what kills your kidneys. That's a good question.
Because kidneys do a lot of like urine shit. Right?
Cigarette probably are bad for everything.
Probably doesn't help.
They're bad for everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck kills kidneys?
What does even kidney do?
There you go. Let's put a study out.
This is what the listeners want to hear.
We're going to educate the people.
That's right. That's right. Keep your kidneys safe, guys.
How do you kill your kidneys? Kidney failure. Looking for these symptoms. No, I want to know what's bad for them.
Yeah.
What 10 symptoms of kidney. No. How you are killing your kidneys. Biggest food culprits for increased chance. They disease hearts. God, this is terrible. Absolutely terrible. You ask a simple question and the robots don't know how to answer them yet, dude. They're going to take our jobs someday, but not yet. That's for sure. Painkillers. I could have guessed that. So if you're addicted to popping pills.
Right.
That makes sense. What you eat. Sodium. See, I do salts. Salts, essentially. And what you drink. This is what we're looking for. We want to know if consumption could.
Okay, you know what it is. It's got to be like Aleve is what's going to do, and Advil and shit like that.
It says excessive alcohol.
Okay, and booze too.
Yeah.
Because I know Tylenol, you're not supposed to drink on because that hits your liver. So it's got to be Aleve and shit, and like ibuprofen that hits your kidneys. Whatever.
Kidneys are like they're filters. Right.
That's what they do is just like, filter out toxins.
Do you think that they're like a bunch of toxins like stuck in them still? You know what I mean? It's like when you think about a filter.
Right.
You think about something passes through it and there's a bunch of fucking
shit. Happens is it takes all the toxins and puts it in your piss and you piss out the toxins.
Yeah, I think that's the idea.
I don't know.
But if you're excessive, then I don't know either. Yeah, makes sense. We're all doctors, clearly.
Yes.
We're fucking
just geniuses.
Fucking geniuses.
We were all paying attention during anatomy.
So as far as I understand, your kidneys are right above your wieners. And then they produce urine, which is then stored in the balls.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds right to me.
So your cat is... I don't know how that works. Yeah, it's like,
the poor cat is neutered.
Where does he store the piss?
How does he do it? Fucking it. What'd you go to college for, Trip?
I was accounting major, comp sci minor.
Dude, I should have guessed you for a Minnesotan accountant, dude.
I don't know. I fucking just hated like every class, and accounting was just really easy for
accounting
me.
Accounting was?
Yeah, okay. It just came like naturally. So yeah, I was just like, if I'm going to hate class anyway, I might as well. And it's like, it's a better degree than like, I don't know.
Everybody needs an accountant.
Gender studies or something, you know? Like, yeah. So if I was going to hate school, I
less
might as
complicated.
Well get a, yeah, get a fucking, yeah, probably. Yeah. There's a right, actually a right answer. Yeah.
But, yeah, there's accounts receivable. And there's
it's binary.
Yeah, it's very binary.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you got a degree in accounting or not?
Yeah, I do.
Are you using it?
No.
No, that's too bad.
I'm like a tutor, but I don't do much. Like, I just live at home and
Ron Renwick's an accountant. You know that? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You guys should just get together and talk accounting.
That would be exciting.
I wonder if he'll be there tonight.
That'll be a
Scarpeaces.
So someone told me do some of these guys just have like good jobs? Like fucking, I heard James Jay's a lawyer.
Well, we shouldn't be airing people's.
Oh, sorry. You can cut it out. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's going to matter. This isn't the Joe Rogan Experience.
But
definitely people who are comedians have jobs.
Yeah.
For sure. Some of them have jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't all live with their parents' trip.
Yeah.
They're not all waiting for open mic. Every night.
No, I don't fucking know. Yeah. I'm surprised you don't use the accounting though. Seems like you could get a job anywhere.
Yeah.
So you just you could just keep trying to get accounting jobs and keep quitting them until you found a company that was fun.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm gonna get a job in the next few months. I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like
this fucking. I don't know.
We're using COVID as an excuse to not work.
And the injury.
And the injury.
I don't know.
Any excuse you could find. Yeah. Right?
More and more.
I'll have another one too. Why not? Such a lot. I did the same thing earlier. Yeah. Whatever. I already asked you what time you had to leave for. You said never.
Well, whenever. Yeah.
Whatever.
I like to be on the road by noon. That's the latest.
And then you get to drive all the way to Wisconsin or not?
Yeah, all the way straight to
one shot?
Wisconsin. Yeah. Oh. It's 8.5-9 hours.
Okay. Are you going to stay there before you head back to Nebraska?
Well, yeah, I take the kid up to Michigan on Friday.
Gotcha. And
driving back to Madison, sleep, get up. Drive to Lincoln.
All right.
Saturday morning.
All
right. A lot of drive. 2,000 miles or so in 3 days.
Is it? You said Michigan, right?
Michigan, yeah.
Is that the
UP
Wolverines?
No, well, he's going to Michigan Tech.
What's that? Well, he's trying to anyway.
No, he's already been accepted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeremy's got a kid. Who's college
in
age?
College?
Yeah.
He
fucked it. Just turned 8. What happened? It's been rough.
Yeah. His mom kicked him out. Yeah. He was a wild child.
Yeah. It's been long. It's been, but no, he's doing good.
So yeah. What ages did you guys live together? Like,
kind of early.
I've been there for 10 years, so I was 27 when I moved there.
So was,
I was
your kid
23? Okay, yeah.
So I guess going on. It was 2009 when I moved there. So 12 years, yeah.
Wow, is that what year was?
Yeah, it was 2009 when I moved there.
So it had been the same for me because we moved there at the exact same time.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. Okay, so I'm doing math. 18 was 9 is 27. Yeah,
27 to 29 was 2 years.
So. Yeah, I was like 26 or something like that.
And then when my old lady moved down, then I moved out, and then you still what another probably 2 years before you moved out to Colorado.
Your freaking now wife, she didn't move down there for over a year or more, did she?
That was 2 years. I was there for 2 years before she moved. Almost 2 years before she moved.
Before
down
she
there.
Moved,
yeah,
down.
Before she moved down there.
All right.
Yeah,
and she loved it so much.
Yep.
Jeremy doesn't want. He don't want to live in Madison anymore. But but his girl kind of still likes to live in Madison.
Yeah.
Well, it's her. She's big on her parents, and
you're not.
So I'm not big on the.
But you're not living in Madison right now. But she wants to move back.
Yeah. Well, we're to the point now. We've got it. So when she first moved down there, we got into it quite heavily because she wanted to travel back. She would travel back on like a monthly basis.
Oh yeah, that's
like,
a lot.
You can't keep doing that like that. And then we had kids, and it's like you can't do that. So we finally got that done. I want to continue to move farther west somewhere.
Really?
But she doesn't want to move farther away from her parents.
Yeah.
So I finally got it in her head and the family's head that, hey, we're not moving to Madison. Possibility we might move closer to Madison, but we're not moving to Madison. So we keep throwing around Dubuque. But
really?
Dubuque's a shithole.
What? Is it a shithole?
I know. It just looks like a shithole.
It's on the Mississippi. I like big rivers.
What state is Dubuque?
Iowa.
Right on the border of Iowa and Wisconsin. But she's got a good job, and she can transfer wherever she wants. There's like 15 different cities she could transfer to if she wanted to. But she works for she isn't a federal employee, but she works for the federal government. So we'll see.
She sorts out student loans, doesn't she?
Yeah. So they didn't renew their contract, but because it's the government, the six companies or whatever that they want to give the contract to has no software. And if they had software, they don't have people to run the software, so they have to buy. They bought the software from the company that she works for.
So
worst case scenario, she's gonna have a job for at least 3 or 4 years to teach everybody how to use the software. And who knows? And as of right now, you don't even have to pay your student loans if you don't want to.
Mine are forbearance or whatever they call it.
And they just extended it again. Where
they're going to keep extending it.
You're never going to have to,
I hate to say it because it's probably not in line with my ethics, but it would be nice if the government just paid off everyone's student loans.
They've forgiven a lot. But there's a lot of paperwork and shit you got to fill out to get it figured out and stuff you got to do. But like I said, she's all, I owe like $3,000 on mine.
Oh, so you're close.
And she's all like, oh, we need to be paying this. I'm like, I ain't fucking paying this off. At some point, that's either the government's going belly up, these banks are already gone belly up.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was just a big debt wipe, dude?
That's what pisses me off, though. So like Fannie Mae.
Medical debt and shit.
The government was so in debt that they were like, we get it, guys. It sucks being in debt.
Now we know.
We never really empathized with you before, but now that we're minting platinum coins to fund the.
They just raised it today. They just raised
the debt ceiling.
Yeah, they made a deal. Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't read the whole thing, but it's so fucking. Like I'm at this point, I am convinced that maybe money's just not real.
It's not. I don't think. It probably isn't.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy, man. I was saying the other day I posted or something about it. That basically, I don't know when the last time I've gotten a used $20 bill out of an ATM machine is. You know what I mean?
Right, they're all brand new, crisp.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they're printed in 2017, but I mean, they are fucking baseball card level, brand new, you know what I mean? Never circulated, sometimes sequential.
Yeah. The vast majority of money just doesn't fucking exist. It's just zeros in bank accounts. Well, there isn't actual money.
Do you think
money.
So?
No, like, I know. I heard that.
Oh, dude, I know so. All right. I got a guy at the Reserve.
Yeah. My sister worked for the Fed Reserve.
Is it?
Yeah, as like a low-level analyst right out of college, yeah. But I think that's the case. Like, most of the money, like a small percent, maybe 10% of our money is actually cash. The rest is just online. Yeah, it's not real.
That's why everybody wants this cryptocurrency, but then it's like, well, you're basing the value of what you have for cryptocurrency off of the U.S. dollar.
No, they're not.
Like,
but
are you keeping that? There's very few people that are actually keeping this. They're selling it to get U.S. dollars.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Eventually,
most of the transactions they do probably
cash out.
Like, you're not,
you don't buy a boat.
Like, I'm sorry, if Elon Musk wants to take Bitcoin for a Tesla, go buy one if you have Bitcoin. Buy your Tesla. If there's a company that's going to take Bitcoin for go buy your house. Like,
there are now, though.
There's more and more of them, but at the end of the day, it's only worth what people are willing to sell you for it.
I agree, and that percentage of things gets bigger every day. Every day, more and more shit is being sold for those. When I lived in Colorado, there was a gas station that took Bitcoin.
Yeah,
like it's capable.
That owner, if he held on to that, he's probably loaded as fuck.
That's true. Because
that was probably back in the day. Because when he moved from Colorado,
I don't know. It would have been. He says 09. So then
oh my god.
So no, it would have been. I lived in there probably 2010, 2020. No, wait, no. I spent 5 years. I spent at least 5 years in NE, didn't I?
But dude,
you moved out there for two, I think, and then when you moved, then you moved back to Omaha.
Even if it was like 2013, holding on, he's like a multi-millionaire.
That's true, dude. How sweet would that be?
Yeah, that'd be sick. There's so many people locked out. Have you heard about people who forgot their fucking password? They got. Oh my god, dude! I just like, how do you not kill yourself? there's fucking brutal.
I heard there's a lot of people who won't spend the Bitcoin or can't because since Bitcoin is blockchain, every transaction that's ever made is kind of part of its history. And the FBI has been able to confirm some transactions as illegal transactions. So as soon as that Bitcoin is used again, they can somehow attach the owner of the Bitcoin to the illegal transaction from before. Dude, you know what I mean?
That's bullshit. Yeah.
So like guys, like the example was given, like the guys who were selling drugs on the Silk Road.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the FBI knows that this transaction was for drugs and one person has had that Bitcoin since. They don't know who the person is. Mm-hmm. But as soon as that person wants to cash out the Bitcoin, someone knows who that person is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So people don't want to get... That sucks.
So they can't use their Bitcoin because it's... As soon as they do use...
That's a flaw in Bitcoin then.
Yeah,
I guess because it was like a... It was a relatively early cryptocurrency, right?
Yeah.
So they probably wasn't just perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an anonymous to an extent. But if like Jeremy's saying, if you want to fucking cash out,
so
somebody's got to know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're probably drug dealers who like... who were just using in small level transactions 8 years ago, and now they could be loaded, but they don't have a good way to cash it out.
Right, exactly. Yeah. There's a guy who I think it was like I can't remember how many. It was in the with a B billion. You know, I don't know if it was 1 billion or whatever, $2 billion. It
doesn't matter.
Exactly,
you're doing good.
He forfeited that money to the American government in exchange for not putting him in jail.
Why don't you just go to a island?
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think that you could. Like, you could go to, like, Morocco or something and just fucking cash out while you're out of the reach.
And then who cares that you can't live in it? You're a billionaire. You can fucking make your own.
Yeah, exactly. Have you heard of Monero? Monero is, I get, because that, so I was, full disclosure, a lot of this knowledge, if you want to call it that.
we'll be lenient with that.
But. The Jim Jefferies has a podcast called I Don't Know About That, and there's an expert on, and this person was an expert on crypto. But they said that the black market used to run on Bitcoin, and now, because of the thing I was just describing, it runs on this thing called Monero. And so Monero is a blockchain or whatever that's encrypted, that's unique, but... like once it exchanges hands, it doesn't leave a trail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It only proves that it exists. It doesn't show where it's been.
Yeah. So I guess that's kind of what I was saying with Bitcoin being like kind of primitive. There were like slight flaws and they probably fixed it with whatever this thing is. Yeah.
Well, and I don't know. We need the bull on here. We need Blake.
The bull, dude.
We love the bull.
Right now, Blake's listening to this being like, God damn it. Don't you fucking know Douglas?
Yeah.
But
because he's probably tried to explain it to
him. He probably has. I don't know if there's any other one that's like that, like Monero. You know,
there's a lot of them out there that all are popping up on a daily basis.
Well, Monero is specifically unique because it has no history.
Right.
It only proves its own existence. It doesn't do it by showing its history. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There's that's why it's the main thing for pedophiles and drug dealers and stuff like that on the black market, dude. Actually, you know, she wasn't an expert on crypto. She was an expert on the dark web.
Well, okay.
Which I want to get on, by the way. You guys want to get on the dark web?
I've never been.
At some point, I would like
that. I just feel like I'd accidentally click on something and then I'd get arrested.
That's the big risk. It really is.
The feds are kicking down
door. Did you hear about this shit with apparently Apple, I think, is... Because you know how Apple used to be like so privacy. Like with when they had the one shooter, they like wouldn't
unlock his phone. Yeah.
And he was a country fan, so...
Hell yeah.
Do you think... Was he a country fan?
No, there was.
I mean, he did kill 50 country fans, so I guess maybe he was.
Yeah, maybe he hated
it. Yeah.
I think that was a different one, but it doesn't fucking matter. But,
yeah, they got a hold of some shooter's phone.
Yeah, and they wouldn't hack it. But apparently now they're running through your entire photos and they have a bunch of photos. And I don't know if this is a good thing or bad thing, but it is, they have a database of like a gazillion child pornography photos. And now that what they're doing is they're scanning your iCloud, everyone's iCloud,
looking
and
for pedos.
sending it to the feds to arrest people. So I don't know. You can say it's good, bad, whatever, but that's it's weird. Well, that's, it's like they've changed their narrative on privacy.
So they've always given information away.
Okay.
It's just the physically
Apple,
like your digital, all your digital stuff. Everybody always had access to that. But there's some stuff on your
phone. That's true. What that even means, but go ahead.
But some things on your, like, some things on your phone, you cannot allow Apple to access. So, like your camera and stuff like that, if you read the disclosures and stuff, they can listen to you right now if they want to. They can turn your microphone on.
They check into regular episodes.
I think,
exactly. You know what I mean? But
I think Apple has always had access to your information, but they kept it in house. Was
right,
the idea
right? But what I'm saying, so with this whole thing is because it took the government two years to crack this guy's phone. They finally did because Apple, like you said, Apple was like, we're not giving you his passwords. We're not. You figure out our technology, and then we'll change it again once you figure it out. It took them almost 2 years to figure it out. But now, like I said, when you download all the apps now, there's huge. They changed all their whole disclosure statement and all that shit. They can get at anything they want now.
It's all like that, and the reason they do that is because
But I'm saying they're doing a lot more working with the government, like you were saying, for that reason, because it's like, well, it's kind of, it's giving Apple a bad name, is what it is. When it's like, fuck you, we don't care.
If you have a product and the product is so good or so necessary that people basically need it, you know what I mean? Then you write your disclaimer to ask for things that you don't even need because you want to have. No future. Ah, oh, Jesus Christ. Spilt a whole bunch on the table. Actually, none of it made it on the table.
Yeah.
But the point being is this. If you're going to have a lawyer write a disclaimer and people are going to click the I agree button no matter what,
right.
You just make everything legal for you. You never have to.
You never have a liability. Right,
Exactly.
I know there's a good South Park on that.
Is there?
You guys watch South Park? Yeah, there's a very good episode about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I did hear shit about that with some of the coders put like little fucking stupid, trying to be all funny, like, oh, we own your soul or something in the middle of the stupid, like 80 page disclaimer because they know no one's going to fucking read it.
Right.
I know I never do.
No.
No.
Well, that's why I don't download a lot of apps.
I've just given up. I think I need to fully give up. I was telling Jeremy, I just need to get on all the government lists, dude. I need to get a vaccine, get a medical marijuana card, get a concealed carry permit, get on all the government lists, register for a political party.
Yeah. It's too hard to fight it now,
try to get food stamps and all that shit, too. Might as well. Yeah. Go all out.
Like, what's the point of swimming upstream? You know, if no one else is going to swim upstream, then you just look like an idiot.
And sooner or later, you're going to run into the bear.
Yeah.
He's going to get you.
You're just going to get tired.
Yeah.
And everyone else is going to get somewhere. So, yeah. Whether it be downstream or not.
I feel like that's a lot of people's mentality now, just whatever. You know? They won.
Well, that's what they want, too. They just want you to roll over. They don't want...
The cat's trying to bury that spilt beer. He's down there trying to bury the spilt beer like you would in a litter box. Thanks, buddy. He's helping clean the house, dude. He's a contributor. In his world, that's cleaning.
Right.
He's like, I'm burying this beer, dude. He's
like, there's no dirt. Can I get into the canal?
No dirt on the floor, bro. Well, there's dirt on the floor, but not enough to bury it. Oh, my Lord. What time is it, dude? We do have to eventually go to, 7? Okay, well, that's not too bad. Cindy says she's coming home. Fucking A. All right, well, do we want to put a button on? Well, you know, we never even told each other who we are. Jeremy, say who you are if you want to.
Yeah. Jeremy. There
you go. My old roommate, Jerry.
I'm trying to stay as far off the grid as I can.
Off from vacation. Yeah. Straight to your ears. All right. And then for the second appearance.
Yeah, I'm Trip Callahan.
Trip Callahan. A good time.
Hell yeah.
But not a long time.
We did it again, dude.
All right. Say bye, everybody.
I'll see you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Later.
Boom. One in the bag. Done. We out. Not too bad for something thrown together so quickly. Today, as I said, we're calling the episode The Badger because Jeremy is from Madison and they are the Badgers. Also, check out if you're in the Midwest, some of you listeners are, and you're near Madison, go to the comedy club. It's called Comedy on State. for a small college town, it's actually one of the most beloved comedy clubs in America by comedians, which says something about the crowd. Don't be the guy who goes in there who's a douche. You know, go in there to laugh, and if you don't think it's funny, keep it to yourself. But if you're up in Madison, check out some Badger football and go to Comedy on State. This song is a Badger shout-out, okay? Artist of the day is the House of Pain. You guys might remember them. This is a 1994 classic off of their self-titled album called House of Pain, Fine Malt Lyrics. Yes, that is it. So, here we go. From 1994, Jump Around, what they play at Camp Randall, the Badger Football Arena, every game. Touch goal.